Whether you are starting a business or running a business, maybe you're producing a podcast like The Kara Golden Show. Let's face it, it's always way harder than one might expect. Lots of little details, meticulous planning, producing product, guest coordination, editing, promoting each episode. It's all a ton of work. Managing merchandise, managing cases and book sales too, layer after layer of complexity. And if you're like me, looking for ways to operate more efficiently and effectively is the name of the game. That's why I'm going to let you in on a little secret. ShipStation, the tool that is here to help you, and you need to know all about it. With ShipStation, you can integrate with all the places you sell online, optimize your shipping, save costs and time. Personally, ShipStation has been a lifesaver for me. Its automation features allow me to manage orders from anywhere and print shipping labels with just a click. Seriously, it's that easy. And the cost savings? Unbelievable. With discounts up to 89% off carrier rates, you can't go wrong. Significant savings. And who doesn't want that? An easy-to-use dashboard, robust reporting. Oh, and did I mention that over 130,000 companies have leveraged ShipStation to grow their businesses? Not much churn either. 98% of them stay with ShipStation because it truly works. ShipStation is it. So if you're ready to streamline your shipping process and focus more on what you love, head over to ShipStation.com. The innovative tool that helps turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code KARA to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code KARA. Use code KARA for a free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, promo code KARA.
So this book is designed to remind people of the truth that dwells within them, which is the reality that we already possess everything that we need to have a life where our potential is fully at work, have a life where we have a full sense of meaning and purpose.
And so here we had this dilemma, this fact.
I've been almost a decade researching this subject.
Every aspect of your metabolic health improves.
From the Hint offices in San Francisco, I'm Kara Golden, founder and CEO of Hint. Welcome to Unstoppable, a podcast which shares successful founder and entrepreneur stories, like Jessica Herron, founder of Stella & Dot, tech maven Randy Zuckerberg, and Lisa Sugar, the creator of the multi-million dollar media company Pop Sugar. We dive deep into the entrepreneurial mindset, what it takes to create a scalable business, how to make an impact, the intricacies of funding, and much, much more. Plus, we ask the million-dollar question, what does it really take to be unstoppable? Let's find out. Hi, everybody. It's Kara with Unstoppable. Super, super excited to have Mike Flynn here with me today in the Hint offices. So Mike's a speaker, author, founder, and host of another great program called the Impact Entrepreneur Show, which I've been a part of.
Yes.
So welcome. Super excited to have you here.
I'm super honored and pumped to be here impact your audience today and help them remind them of the truth that already dwells within them.
I love it. So Mike and I met probably almost a couple of years ago now, right, which is really pretty crazy. But I'd love for you to tell our audience what inspired you to head down the path of personal growth and like, what was it that, I mean, you've done other things,
yeah,
and what made you, yeah, kind of think about this?
So I've been an entrepreneur for 15 years. Actually, I've probably been an entrepreneur since the day I was born, because I'm one of six kids.
Okay.
So I've always had to kind of like fight for my food.
Where'd
so
you
to
grow
speak.
Up?
Santa Cruz, California.
Okay.
I'm number two, but you know, we have a great family. So, but really I've been an entrepreneur for 15 years and in the financial services space. Mm-hmm. And I swore I'd never do that. I swore, because I'm as part of a family business. My dad started our firm And we're not here to talk about wealth management, all that stuff. But my dad started our firm 31 years ago. And I swore I'd never join the family business. My actual original pursuit was to be an actor. Huh. And I could see that. I had done
There's still time, Mike.
There is. And I had done some professional theater, some musical theater and all of that stuff. And I was getting advice from some experts in that area to pursue that, to go get an agent and to pursue that, that I had a chance. And then my father, who I love and who has my best interest in mind, approached me one day and said, "You probably shouldn't do that, because if you pursue that career, you're going to struggle. It's going to be hard, and you're probably going to suffer." And I was more interested in his love and affection, which I did not have much of growing up, because he was a military officer. He was gone a lot. Mm-hmm. So now all of a sudden I'm in college, and the light that is my dad is shining on me. And I said, okay, you know, well, I'm not going to pursue that anymore. I'm going to switch. I'm going to go get a degree in business. And fast forward, I ultimately joined ranks with him, if you will, 15 years ago. And I was really successful right off the bat. That was 2005, so pre-financial crisis. And, you know, I was married to my childhood sweetheart. By 2007, we had purchased our first home. I had money in the bank. We had two kids. And in November of that year, November of 2007, I made $200 that month in new business revenue. And I didn't know what was happening, but I knew something was changing. The tides were going out. And so fast forward, by October of 2010, we had short sold our first home. I had burned through all of the money that I had in the bank to help pay overhead for the business, to keep our expenses afloat. I went from having two kids to four kids. And then in January of 2011, this is really embarrassing. There are other people that have this story and they're ashamed of it. Mm-hmm. So, men in particular, in January of 2011, I was diagnosed with male postpartum depression. Mm-hmm. my youngest son is now 8 years old. He was born in December of 2010. I didn't even carry the child. I didn't.
Yeah.
Birth no, the child.
I think a lot of people. Yeah. You know?
And so that moment there was rock bottom for me.
In today's world, which I will admit can at times seem filled with too much of the wrong information, it's essential to find a good source that truly gets to the heart of what I want to know. I am super excited about our next sponsor, as I've been a big fan of their content for some time now. That sponsor is The Washington Post. Their depth on topics from business to tech isn't just impressive, it's essential reading for me. Whether I'm catching up on the latest tech trends or understanding how the day's news truly impacts my family, The Washington Post is my trusted source. Let's talk specifics. Their business and tech coverage, absolutely top-notch. Just imagine having the most insightful articles at your fingertips, including the unparalleled AI reporting from Drew Harwell, or the pulse on tech and online culture from Taylor Lorenz. And the best part? You can listen to articles just like you listen to this podcast, making it perfect for your busy lifestyle. I was just reading an article from one of my favorite Washington Post writers, Frances Stead Sellers. She covers entrepreneurs like myself, but also covers other interesting topics, including health, as well as some very interesting books. I also love getting their For You newsletter, which is their roundup of stories tailored just for my interests, right in my inbox every evening. The Washington Post app is super well done, I think. It makes it incredibly easy to stay up to date and follow my favorite journalists on the go. And if you ever thought that the Washington Post is just about politics, think again. They cover everything under the sun, from climate and culture to crosswords and cooking, providing a world of surprising stories and vital insights. Okay, enough of the love fest that I have for the Washington Post. Here's the deal. Being a listener of the Kara Golden Show has its benefits, and this one is too good to miss. Now is the time to sign up for the Washington Post. Go to washingtonpost.com/Kara Golden to subscribe for just 50 cents per week for your first year. That's 80% off their typical offer. So this is truly a steal. Once again, that's washingtonpost.com/Kara Golden to subscribe for just 50 cents per week for your first year.
And then I kind of had a mental breakdown as a result of all of those things culminating. And my wife approached me one day and she said, Mike, you are not the man that I know you to be. Can you go talk to someone, please? And so I did. And I've been talking to that same person for the last 7 years, every quarter. And that has been that was the beginning of my own real personal growth and development, and beginning to own who I am and all of the stories that I've told myself for my whole life.
That's amazing. And so you just wrote this book.
Yes, Master the Key. Yeah.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about it and why you did it.
So Master the Key, A Story to Free Your Potential, Find Meaning and Live Life on Purpose is an incredibly important work for myself, but also for the world. I think that one of the greatest questions that we ask ourselves as human beings is, why am I here? We've asked this question. It's not a new one. It's been asked for, thousands of years. Who am I? Why am I here? What am I doing? What's my purpose? Right. And I think that, what's my purpose is actually not a super helpful question. I think a better question, which is along the same lines, is what am I here to facilitate? Mm-hmm. Right. And so if you're going to answer that question, you have to kind of do it you have to break it down into four different parts, which end up being the four pieces of the key. Your story, which is your narrative that you tell yourself, right? Which gives you the ability to look at your gifts, your giftedness, because we all have gifts in a new way, which then influences how you're going to act, which then influences in turn what kind of communities you're going to be a part of. And in each one of those scenarios, your role changes. It's fluid. And so your purpose, even though you might have a core purpose, but what you're here to facilitate changes given the circumstances. So right now we're facilitating something, right? And we're all in on that, right? I saw you when I walked into your office and you were all in on whatever conference call you were making stuff happen to have the game-changing impact in the lives of others that you are on a mission to have through Hint, mm-hmm. right? When you're at home, your purpose is to facilitate a deep and meaningful relationship with your husband and then your children, right? And so I think that we get caught up on this idea of purpose because we all want to perform at a peak level in life, right? Especially in this world where we are inundated with people's highlight reels and achievements. And so we think that, in order to have a meaningful, purpose-driven, purpose-filled life, we need to be a multimillionaire. We need to have an eight-figure business. We need to do X, Y, or Z, right? But that's actually a fallacy because we know that those types of outcomes don't guarantee success. They don't guarantee fulfillment. They don't guarantee happiness. In fact, I think it was IBM that did a study many years ago that basically said that beyond $78,000 a year in income, in order to meet Maslow's basic fundamental hierarchy of needs, you don't need much more than that. So let's adjust it for inflation. Let's say it's $150,000, mm-hmm. right? Like then you can begin to maneuver in your life and begin to explore some of these more deep, meaningful questions about what am I here to facilitate wherever you are, whether it's growing a business, helping tackle big problems in the environment, like you got, like we were just talking about off mic, writing a book, relating with your children, your employees, whatever it might be. So this book is designed to remind people of the truth that dwells within them, which is the reality that we already possess everything that we need to have a life where our potential is fully at work, have a life where we have a full sense of meaning and purpose.
So a gift, like what's one of your gifts?
One of my gifts, I think, is communication. I'm also a musician. I believe that one of my gifts is to draw, is the gift of insight. And what I mean by that is that in talking with people, I have the ability to hear them in a way where I'm able to maybe draw out one of their own gifts and bring it up and elevate that. I think that's a gift, right? It's not something I can necessarily hold, but I can sense it. And people have affirmed, wow, you're really good at that. That was very insightful, you know? Or you can sing really well. Or you can play the guitar really well. Those are all gifts. Or you're a great leader. Like there's a whole range of gifts. I believe that we all have gifts and that a gift doesn't necessarily need to be tied to some sort of achievement or status. And that actually is one of the core tenets of the book. One of the main characters. So the book is a fictional story that will lead readers to the truth. And one of the main characters is a woman named Chaz, and she is a performance violinist. And she's actually based on a real person, kind of a mashup of two real people. One is a Holocaust survivor, and one is a friend I grew up with in high school named Rebecca Jackson, who is actually, she plays violin for the San Francisco Ballet. And one of her mentors is a guy named David Arben, who was a Holocaust survivor, and he was the conductor for the Philadelphia Orchestra. Anyway, at one point in this story, Chaz, the character, loses the ability to play the violin. Which was her whole lifelong pursuit, her whole understanding of her value to the world. And she loses not only her ability to play the violin, but she actually loses the physical violin. So suddenly she's confronted with this reality that she doesn't have any gifts anymore. Yeah. But what she comes to learn and then teaches to the main character, Steve, is that just because she lost the ability to play the violin doesn't mean she actually lost her gift. She lost one way to express her gift.
Yeah.
But through time, through exploration, through healing, she was able to re-identify what her actual gift was unify people, to heal people through music. And so just because you might lose your ability to express your gift in one way doesn't necessarily mean you lose your gift entirely. Does that make sense?
Yeah, interesting. And so how do you think that relates to in the age of entrepreneurship? I mean, how do you think that relates if you're...
Well, yeah, I mean, just look at entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship today is all about hustle. It's all about outcomes. It's all about status. It's all about achievement. Everybody is a public figure. Everybody has 50,000, is trying to get that special 10,000 follower mark on Instagram so they can get the swipe up feature. I mean, it's silly. There's a certain sense of silliness that's happening in entrepreneurship. And what happens is it's actually causing a little bit of an identity crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Because you and I both know that most businesses fail within the first 5 years. Okay. So the reason why we have this weird thing happening actually in entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship in America is actually shrinking, but it's also the freelance economy is kind of expanding. The side hustle, side gig world is expanding at the same time. And a lot of it is because you have people that are completely disengaged at work. Okay. And in fact, Gallup just did a study recently that reveal that 85% of employees globally are actively disengaged at work. And it's costing businesses $7 trillion a year. And then it's nuts, right? And then CNN, or I think it was CNN or MSNBC, did a report on side hustles. Mm-hmm. 37% of working Americans have a side hustle of some kind. And so what's happening, the kind of nexus between those two is passion, right? Follow your passion and the money will follow. Yeah. Tip is the typical advice, right? But people don't really know what they're passionate about because people don't understand what the word passion actually means. The etymological origin of the word passion is the willingness to suffer for something. And so when you put that in that lens, it changes things. When you identify what you're willing to suffer for, it's going to change your decision-making. It's going to, but in order to answer, Mike, what are you willing to suffer for? You have to have a pretty good grasp on who you are.
Mm-hmm. Which a lot of people don't.
And yeah. Your story. Yeah. Like I was thinking on the way up here, I drove up from Santa Cruz today and I was thinking about your story, right? You have this really powerful, you are proof of this, book, right? Of mastering your identity. The idea that we need to find our why is important, mm-hmm. but what you need to do before that is believe that you're worthy of one. Mm-hmm. And when you went through your whole health journey, mm-hmm. the beginning of that was you reminding yourself that you're worthy of being healthy.
Yeah, totally. No, I think it's a huge challenge for people, and you know, and also it's just easier for you just to keep going on the path that you're going and go into a job that you're not really psyched about every day or, you know, whatever it is.
Collect your paycheck, right? And you know,
yep.
But like this company that you are creating and building and is so mission oriented, and it's no wonder you're getting the type of talent here that you have, because you have it. So the idea behind this book, it applies both at the personal level and at the corporate level, because if you want your people to be engaged in your vision, you have to make sure that they have the ability to cast a vision for themselves, because their ability to cast a vision for themselves impacts their ability to interpret the vision that you've cast for the company. Because guess what? This company and every other company in San Francisco and in the world is comprised of a bunch of individuals, mm-hmm. right? And so if we want to see engagement increase, if we want to see people living lives of purpose, then we companies need to invest in their people, identifying what their stories are, right? Their vision for their future. Remind them that they can do hard things and that they're worthy of doing hard things and that they can do things with the hard things that they've experienced, right? That's the thing that I think that's one of the biggest hangups that we have as a society. In fact, it's rooted in psychology. Have you ever heard of a guy named Dr. Albert Bandura? Okay, so self-efficacy theory, mm-hmm. right? It's all about building confidence at the end of the day, that you are effective.
Yeah.
Most people have been stripped of their sense of effectiveness.
Yeah. Or told to stay in the lane or
totally.
Yeah, draw between the lines. No, it's totally true.
Like, and your story and Hint's story is a perfect example of self-efficacy theory at work.
Yeah. No, right. It's so true. So the podcast, I want to back up a little bit. So your podcast. So I was reading an article the other day and hearing about it on Twitter that Mark Zuckerberg just started his own podcast.
Did he really?
You know that? Yeah.
No.
And people said, like, there was a bunch of snarky people on Twitter saying, like, it's the end of podcasting. Like, it's like now, you know, the joke of, like, you know, when your mom's on Facebook, then you're gone and kind of thing.
Yeah, totally.
Said.
Yeah.
So people said now, like, podcasting is no longer cool anymore.
Zuck
killed podcasting. But so what's your feeling on sort of like, what advice would you give Mark on actually getting his, his podcast out there? Like, what are the
people don't need any noise in their lives?
Yeah.
So if I don't have any sponsors on my show, I take that back. I have one sponsor, Lawton Marketing Group, and their company out of Oklahoma. Great team of people that host my website and do all that stuff in exchange for that spot. But I'm not trying to make money on this podcast, right? And Mark Zuckerberg doesn't need money, obviously, right? So what he should do with his podcast is make it so deep and meaningful. Mm-hmm. Like, his whole mission initially was to meet chicks at Harvard. And then it became about social connection, right? And now social connection has been social distortion. So use podcasting to get back to social connection, right? And make sure nobody else is listening in while you're, you know, this is the one opportunity where actually, I take that back, where he wants other people to listen in and do so freely without necessarily having their devices being listened to by Facebook, you know? But he has an opportunity to, he has access that nobody else does, right? Not only that, but they have on the back end a tremendous amount of data, obviously, that
they have. They don't have any data.
That, you're right. Exactly. That's they don't have any data. That's true. Yeah. But you know, they have great resources to really help people make sense of what's going on in the world and trends. And so they could really do some really interesting things. I would, one of the things that I would encourage Zuck to do is to invite normal people onto his show, right? We don't need any more celebrity podcasts, right?
Yeah.
There are normal people doing redonkulous things in the world. And we need to hear, we need to celebrate that more, right?
I think that's right. So it's, I'm gonna try and be that normal person and get on his podcast. So I was thinking about ways that I could do it last night. So it's, hear he drinks hints. So maybe I'll send him a case and then say, by the way,
Oh, you know what? You should send this to he's got one or two kids, right?
Yeah.
Send a whole case of these to his family.
Yeah. Know? So,
but you know, like one more thing about the normal thing. I was thinking about this, like I was almost thinking about changing my Instagram, like, you know, bio or whatever, just to like unabashedly normal, right? People think that they don't have value unless they've had experienced some crazy tragedy and overcome it, or hit like celebrity status in, you know, acting or money or whatever, right? But be okay with being normal. Your story matters.
Yeah.
You can facilitate something great right where you're at.
Yeah. No, it's so true. And I think that there's a need for people to hear those stories as well. I mean, I try and do that as much as I can on Unstoppable too.
Yeah,
totally. Talk to people about, you know, I had founders on here who have been fired, you know, mm-hmm. from their company that they started and many others. But it's interesting. I had a situation last week where I shared it with this women's group that I'm a part of. And it was a very personal situation. And a couple of these women wrote back to me and said, like, you know, the fact that you're just even sharing this with people that you don't necessarily even know, like you just helped us to actually want to share more,
mm-hmm.
you know? And, mm-hmm. and I think like that is, there's a huge need, mm-hmm. You know, the saying of like, it's lonely at the top or whatever. Like, I think that there's, whether you're an entrepreneur or you're a parent or whatever, like you mm-hmm. just, you don't have it all figured out. Mm-hmm. And like, if you did, then mm-hmm. you probably wouldn't be an entrepreneur or a parent or whatever. Right. Like it's, and, I'm always the first person to say that, you know, life has never been a straight line for me and it's very zigzaggy. Yeah. And so again, like, I think that the more you can like host people like that, who sort of share the same, like, you know, we were talking about the book and like, do you go with a traditional publisher? Or do you self-publish? And like, everybody's got their opinions on it. And like, you know, and I think it's like, and none of them are probably wrong, right? Like, totally. It's just, you know, but it's having that discussion and conversation, I think, is so critical.
We live too much in the either or world.
Yeah,
where
totally.
Where it can be a both and instead, which is better, right? And do you remember when you were growing up, and you were in elementary school and you had a teacher probably that said something to the effect of, don't be afraid to ask a question, because if you have the question, somebody else probably has the question too, right? And I remember like being super timid to still ask that question, even though that teacher gave us the permission to do that. Well, that's actually leadership, right? And so what you did with your women's group is you were feeling whatever it was that you were feeling, or had this situation that you were feeling. And because, whether you were aware of it or not, you raised your hand and shared that, and you gave other people the freedom to do the same, because we are actually created to give in that way, right? Yeah. If we need...
It's the gift,
yeah. Right?
Totally. Yeah, no, totally. Totally. It's like, it's such an important... Yeah.
If you want mercy, give mercy.
Yeah.
Right?
No, it's so true. Yeah. And I think like that more and more, but I think so much of the time people think that, you know, you're untouchable, right? Mm-hmm. And that you're you know, not a real person. Or, I mean, I've heard so many stories about people who no longer are on Twitter anymore because they were like harassed. And, you know, I always wonder if, like, I think there's a percentage of those people that were harassed, but I think also that, you know, it's like they weren't authentic enough to actually mm-hmm. say who they really are.
Yeah.
A lot of times, like, I mean, I've told people, like, you know what? Don't say that kind of stuff to me. And if you say it again, then I block you.
Totally.
Like, you can't come into my party anymore. Yeah. Sorry. Like,
well, I want to actually say something about you to your own audience. Yeah. And that is that you walk the talk.
Yeah. Thank you.
You are truly.
I'm normal.
You're normal.
So I'm adding it to my bio.
You are
Totally
a giver.
Yeah.
I have found over the last, what year is it? It's 2019. So over the last 4 years, since I launched the Impact Entrepreneur Show and doing all this personal development platform type building.
Yeah.
In addition to my other business and all that stuff, is that most people are still fake.
Yeah.
Right? They have a facade that they use in the public as being this really like kind of giver type personality. And then on the back end, they're not. And
I can't be around those people.
And you know, it's painful for me. It's like, it's disappointing, right?
Yeah.
But you are the real deal.
Yeah.
You are the real deal.
So it's probably because I have 4 kids like you too.
Yeah. Don't have time to be fake.
Exactly. So what makes you unstoppable?
You've
mentioned a few things.
Yes.
But...
Yeah. What makes me, my mom calls me Mikey Bulldog.
Okay.
Right? Because I don't know if bulldogs are relentless.
Yeah.
Right. I don't give up. I don't tap out. I'm wildly curious.
My first boss used to call me that. That's a, like, brings back memories.
Oh, really?
That's so funny.
Oh, that's
not
funny.
Mikey, but she used to call
bulldog.
Me a bulldog.
Yeah, yeah. So. My mom calls me Mikey Bulldog. In fact,
that's hilarious.
I got bulldog socks on today.
Wow. I love it.
But I'm a bulldog, which means I'm not always like the cleanest about how I go about doing things. I'm lovable. I'm loyal. I'm wildly curious, and I'm eager to collaborate with people who are also wildly curious about me. You know, that's really the three elements that make up a phenomenal community, which you'll learn in the book, are that they are wildly curious about your success as much as, if not more than your own, that they desire to collaborate with you. And because they've spent time doing those first two things, they also have earned the ability to correct you when they see you veering off course and when they see you not being the Kara that we all know you to be, right? Mm-hmm. That somebody can say, you know what? That's not like you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you're better than that.
Yeah. You know? No, it's so true. So if you guys have not listened to the Impact Entrepreneur Show, definitely go on and onto iTunes and download it for sure. And
it's on Spotify.
On Spotify.
Google Play. All of the channels you can listen to the Impact Entrepreneur Show.
That's awesome. Where what's the biggest one that people go to?
Apple.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's probably Apple and Spotify are the two. Yeah. And then I just got an email today that Pandora is starting to roll them out now too. So who knows? I mean, they're everywhere. Podcasts is like still really early. Yeah. Like there's 450,000 podcasts in the world. At last I counted, 1, 2, 3, 4. No, I'm just kidding. I didn't count manually, but that's kind of like the census, but it's still early.
Yeah.
and they're just conversations, and all you need is a microphone and a computer.
Yeah.
And curiosity, you know.
Yeah.
So everybody should celebrate curiosity.
I totally agree. So, yeah. And the book. So, yes. Master the Key.
Master the Key.
I
think this is going to air. This will air after it's launched. So it'll be, it's on Amazon.
Awesome.
You type in Master the Key, Mike Flynn, and it'll come in there. Or you can go to theimpactentrepreneur.net/book, and it will redirect you to Amazon. 95% of book sales take place on Amazon, and it'll also be available in Barnes & Noble and stuff like that. But
that's awesome.
Most of it's going to be on Amazon.
That's
Amazon's
super
taking
great.
Over
so
the world.
Go buy it on Amazon or any other place, but
yes.
Quick and easy on Amazon. And
and I'm super, like Kara, I'm super active on social. So hit me up at The Impact Mike. I want to hear your story. And if you have a compelling story, if you have a story that has revealed something to you that you want to have a game-changing impact in the lives of others, or you're taking an impact moment in your life, such as Kara's, and you are using that to have a game-changing impact in the lives of others, then hit me up and tell me, and maybe we can host you on the show.
Well, thanks so much, Mike.
Yes, thank you.
If you like what you heard, please help spread the word and leave us a review. You can also follow along with me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Kara Golden. Do you have a question for me or want to nominate an innovator to spotlight? Please talk to me at Kara Golden on Twitter. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, be unstoppable.
Unstoppable. Unstoppable.